This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council condemned the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya, that left three UN staffers dead and several other people wounded. The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday. Bintou Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
This horrific attack came at a time when people in Benghazi were preparing for the Eid al-Adha holiday. In an area supposedly under full security control of General Haftar's Libyan National Army Forces.
The Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. No group has claimed responsibility yet for the attack. Police used tear gas on protesters in Hong Kong after anti-government marches went ahead in two areas of the Chinese territory Saturday in defiance of an official ban. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Police leveled tear gas canisters at a crowd of some 1,000 people in an evening standoff at a commuter rail station in Tai Wai in the northern region of New Territories. In a separate incident, tear gas was fired at protesters who surrounded a police station on the northern side of Hong Kong's harbour. Also, protesters have blocked an entrance to a tunnel that carries traffic under the harbour. Hong Kong is in its ninth week of demonstrations that began in response to a proposed extradition law, but have expanded to include other grievances and demands for more democratic freedoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There are reports of panic buying of iodine drops in Severodvinsk. Emergency officials reported a spike in background radiation. The White Sea Bay, where both the shipbuilding port and the regional capital are located,